Manus III, father of Ellen, Claire, and the deceased John William McManus IV, and loved husband of Megan Perkins and the deceased Louise Sawyer. Born in Moncton, New Brunswick, December 31, 1928, to Mary Frances Claire Crean McManus and John William McManus II. His mother died shortly after his birth, and he spent his early years with his maternal grandparents, and after their deaths, with his cousins, his favorite aunts, Neen, Eileen, and Nan, Annie Adams, Crean, and running away from boarding schools. Dad had many cousins and was interested in his ancestors and genealogy. He even has an Irish passport. He was interested in his roots. When I was born, Dad gave Mom a choice of what she thought were many names, but there were really only a different arrangement of two choices. One was my name, Ellen Gertrude, after his maternal grandmother, Ellen Gertrude Adams Crean, and the other was my sister's name, Mary Frances Claire, after his mother. Mom's choice of Ellen Claire was unacceptable because that combined the names of two separate people. It was evident where John's name came from, and we called our brother John John when he was little. Dad was particularly proud of his service overseas during World War II and felt a real emotional connection with the Canadian veterans. That made his stay at St. Anne's so appropriate. Dad was just 15 when he served overseas and very skinny, as evidenced by pictures of the time. Dad was just 19 when I was born. After my birth, and when Mom was pregnant with Claire, Dad went to school, completing in record time two bachelor's degrees, a BA in sociology from McGill, and a bachelor in commerce from Sir George Williams in Montreal. He was very intelligent. He subsequently graduated from the University of New Brunswick Law School in St. John, and he practiced law for a short time in Newcastle. We relocated to Montreal so Dad could obtain psychiatric care for his lifelong battle with depression and bipolar disease, which he controlled with medication and medical psychiatric care. During most of our growing years, Dad struggled with his disease, but my memories only bring a smile to my face. I remember playing cribbage, a silly hand-slapping game, long walks on Sunday afternoons, and formal Sunday dinner in the dining room with Dad carving the roast. We all enjoyed living at 597 Argyle Avenue in Westmount, which had previously been his aunt's home. Dad was particularly fond of the family home and his antiques. As an adult, I enjoyed weekly early Sunday morning telephone calls with Dad, as we were both early morning risers. These calls were important to both of us. This reminded me of the weekly calls he made to his aunt Neen, even after she suffered from dementia. He was ever faithful to Neen. Dad was also interested in history, art, poetry, limericks, visiting museums, music, and travel. He was an avid reader. He enjoyed sharing the pictures of his many travels. He and Megan enjoyed traveling to the more unusual places of this world. I still have the many pictures that they sent me of their travels. I also have the CDs that he copied for me, carefully selecting the songs he knew I would enjoy. I remember Megan and Dad visiting me in St. Louis. He enjoyed the art and history museums and the St. Louis Zoo, even in the dead of winter. I particularly enjoyed the visit Dad, Megan, and I took to Branson. Dad and I enjoy similar tastes in music, and Megan was a good sport, as she always is. Dad and I really enjoyed listening to Johnny Cash. I remember Dad singing The Old Rugged Cross, and he really liked the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Another song Dad would enjoy and we talked about is I'll Fly Away, words and music by Albert E. Brumley.
Thank you. shackles on my feet, I'll fly away.
Dad in November when I visited him at St. Anne's when he was so sick. I enjoyed reminiscing with him. He had such a memory for the details of the past. Although he was so ill, it was such a special time for us both. I was scheduled to visit again this coming April 29th, but was forced to cancel due to my treatment for newly diagnosed leukemia. I feel blessed and know that it was God's intervention that Dad passed before he had to learn of my treatment-related cancer. The thought of having to tell him of my illness was more than I could fathom. It was difficult not being able to talk with Dad as he was in isolation with no phone, but I enjoyed talking with Megan regularly and feeling their love for each other and her deep devotion. I was able to hear Dad's voice just 2 days before he died on his newly installed telephone. Although it was difficult to understand him because of surrounding noises, I did understand his words when he said he loved Claire and me very much. Dad and Megan's love for each other was deep and a witness to me. Even though I am not physically in Montreal, I am there spiritually and emotionally. As I calm myself preparing for treatment, I visualize the Good Shepherd as he tends his flock and even leaves the flock to find the lost sheep. I feel his love of the little lambs and feel myself as one of those little lambs. I pray continually, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I think Dad would like this Bible verse because of his love of poetry. I wish I were with you in person besides being there in spirit, but I know that I am surrounded by the most wonderful loving support and deep faith that a human could ever have. And know this, that that love is offered to you through me. With much love, Ellen.